Mi chiamo Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ineye ma'okeru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'okeru day. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehem Pata Akan. The so-called hurricane did not flood New Orleans. The day after the quote-unquote hurricane had moved through New Orleans, including the Ninth Ward, was still dry. It is at this point that the whites and their offspring directed other whites who were in the Ninth Ward to leave because they were about to detonate, blow up the levees, and this is exactly what they did. Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut. Black people have been the dominant population in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans for decades. The bombing of the levees was designed to create flooding in order to murder as many Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut as possible, destroy the black neighborhoods, and run those of us who survived out of the city so that it might be rebuilt and taken over by whites. This is not the first time that this has occurred. Nearly 80 years ago, the same events took place. The white government deliberately dynamited the levees in order to flood the poor, mainly black areas of New Orleans after the Mississippi River flooded. Government officials admitted that they destroyed the levees in order to save the rich white areas of New Orleans. Thousands of Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut, were stranded for days without food or clean water, while boats were sent to the same areas to pick up white females and their children. Conscious Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut knew, as soon as we heard the news stories that the quote-unquote hurricane was behind the flooding of New Orleans, we knew that it was a lie. As soon as we saw the footage of Afura Kanu Afurait Kaitnut suffering, stranded, sick, and dying, we knew without equivocation that the whites and their offspring were behind it. It would not be long before evidence began to be collected in volumes to show that the whites and their offspring destroyed the black Ninth Ward deliberately. We were informed by our own Akra, Ori Inu, Se, our divine consciousness, our attunement to reality, for we paid attention, and the messages coming therefrom were supported by the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, and the Nananum Nsamanfo, the Egungun, and the Kuvita, the goddesses and gods and honored ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afurait Kaet. We, conscious Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnu, predicted, and it was confirmed, that the whites and their offspring would blame quote-unquote God for the flooding of New Orleans. We predicted, and it was confirmed, that the whites and their offspring would blame the practice of Vodou in New Orleans as the reason why quote-unquote God destroyed New Orleans. We, conscious Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnu, predicted, and it was confirmed, that foolish black people would sign on to these foolish claims promoted by whites. Mentally enslaved black people, to this day, blame Vodou for the destruction of New Orleans. Foolish black Muslims in the Nation of Islam blame quote-unquote Allah for using the flooding in New Orleans to whip black people into shape. Foolish black Hebrews blame Yahweh or Yahuwah for using the flooding in New Orleans to whip black people into shape. These fools, Christian, Muslim, and Hebrew in the black community, continue to promote the idea that their fictional make-believe gods, Jesus, Allah, and Yahweh, are punishing black people. You are idiots and liars. You fear your open enemy, the whites and their offspring, so much that you would rather blame the victims of the flooding, your own people, than the perpetrator of the flooding. Your embrace of these fake religions cements your alliance in a slave-to-master relationship with the whites and their offspring, and therefore your foolish ideology is always and will always be a reflection of that of the whites and their offspring, a reflection of disorder. Conscious Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut. Those of us who have a true connection to Nyamewa Nyame, Mawu and Lisa, Chukwu and Komosu, and the Abosom, Vodou, Orisha, Arusi, the Supreme Being and the Goddesses and Gods, a connection to the Nananum Nsamanfo, the Kuvito, the Mmuo, the Egungun, the honored ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet. We predicted, and it was confirmed, that brainwashed Negroes within Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religions would blame the Orisha, the Abosom, the Vodou, the Arusi for the flooding of New Orleans. Initiated Babalaos, Olorishas, Vodunsis, Akomfuo came up with the foolish slave-minded theories about how the Orisha, the Abosom, and the Egungun and Nsamanfo were behind the flooding. You are fools and liars. Again, you were and still are repeating the script manufactured by your white slave masters, the script that they wrote as a companion to their deliberate act of bombing the levees. The whites and their offspring understood that they needed only to invoke, quote-unquote, God as the cause, and niggers would slavishly take up that cause. And that is exactly what happened to those of us who are unconscious, asleep. Now, what about the aftermath? Those quote-unquote priests and priestesses, so-called elders who did divination, claiming to have quote-unquote shown the deities behind the flooding, have now been discredited by the truth. Some of their own followers no longer trust their divinations, and this is as it should be. If you were not intuitive enough to recognize that the whites and their offspring were behind this crime before the evidence came out to prove it, you have no business anywhere near Okuru, Oponifa, divining basin or divining tray. If you could blame the Orisha for murdering scores of black people, yet saving the whites, which is absolutely insane and untrue. How many of your divinations have been absolutely false over the years? How many people have you misled? If you could blame the Abosom for murdering scores of black people, destroying their homes, displacing them, when in reality it was a government plan that went over perfectly for the whites and their offspring. How many other divinations have you done which produced results that were absolutely false over the years? How many Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut have trusted you and have been grossly misled in return? Some of these priests and priestesses have moved to rationalize their ineptness and spiritual incompetence through proverbial sayings, maxims, embarrassing explanations. However, conscious Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut can see beyond the illusion, and all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut have the capacity to be conscious. There comes a time when the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, who were installed in the shrine, leave the shrine because of continuous violations of protocol and achiwadye, taboos, restrictions by the owner of the shrine. The shrine may be singular, or it may be a complex of elaborate temples. Once the Abosom leaves, the deity leaves, the diviner owns nothing more than an empty pot, basin, or container. Yet some diviners who have been reduced to non-diviners in this manner will continue to quote-unquote divine for clients. The client sees the shrine, but does not realize that there is no Abosom, Orisha, Vodou at that shrine. The client hears the prayers, the invocations in the beautiful language of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet. The client witnesses ritual movements, yet is unaware that no Abosom supports the diviner. The client is often initiated by this diviner, whose quote-unquote pot is empty. The client then receives his or her own quote-unquote pot, his or her own shrine, which is empty as well. There is no Abosom present. He learns to imitate his teacher and eventually we have two individuals with two shrines, two diviners with not one Abosom Vodou Orisha between them. Some start out with absolutely no connection to an Abosom in the first place and quote-unquote initiate legions of individuals to a priesthood or priestesshood which was defunct from the outset. We then wonder why there are so many charlatans in the culture. It is from these inoperable quote-unquote shrines where no Abosom, no Orisha, or no Vodou resides that the whites and their offspring go to in order to become quote-unquote initiated, which in reality is absolutely impossible. There is no lesson to learn from the so-called hurricane, for no hurricane destroyed the Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut of New Orleans. Our lessons are the same. We are to embrace Inyamewa Inyame Nsheshie, divine order, and reject disorder and its purveyors. It is time for Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut to fully engage our ancestral religions and culture. Challenge the so-called priest, priestess, or elder on their misguidance, for it is misguided leaders and those who foolishly believe that they are obligated to align themselves to leaders who sustain the wounds inflicted upon us by the whites and their offspring. Challenge these misguided leaders. Do your own investigation. Begin with your Okra, your Ori'inu, your Se, the seed of divine consciousness dwelling within your spirit given to you by Inyamewa Inyame, the Supreme Being. Engage the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, Orisha and Egungun, Vodou and Kuvitar, and ask them to direct you to physical evidence of that which they have shown you spiritually, and they always will. Then measure what you have been given against what you have been told by others. We will see then who is communicating with the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, Orisha and Egungun, Vodou and Kuvitar, and who is not. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ineye Ma'o Keru Da.